Hello and welcome to episode 146 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined as always by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, it's the second annual Greenie Awards. We wrap up 2020 with our, obviously, now annual awards. We've got some of the classics that are back. You know, our favorite guest, recurring guest, best pod moment, worst pod moment. We've also added in a few new ones, like best top five, for those of you that are avid listeners. You know, we tend to go to the top five well quite a bit, so we've put together all of them from this year and obviously voted on it. But before we get into all of that, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use promo code DriveTheGreen. And we're a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexys. But before all of that, obviously Christmas just happened. So we got to get everyone's weeks. Christmas is a little bit different this year. Didn't get a whole lot of family time in. I mean, luckily for me, I have roommates that happen to be my parents, so that worked out for the best. Didn't have to worry about making a decision on if we're going to break the rules or not.
Yeah.
Because I live there. So move into the new place here next week. So I'm out of my roommate's house. Me nice. And the family packing them up, getting out of there. But
Christmas morning, did you like,
who controlled the garbage bag for the wrapping paper is I think what everyone needs to know.
Well, it was kind of weird because, yeah, so we're in the basement, they're upstairs. So it was like, one of my kids is sleeping upstairs because just the way that the house is set up. So we're like, when you get up, you come directly downstairs. Don't go grandma, grandpa's room.
Yeah.
So came downstairs. Yeah. Then so we opened.
Were you given those rules too or
just, yeah, just yes, your kids? Yes. Me as well. okay. So yeah.
Those wakes
so,
up his parents.
yeah.
It's Christmas morning. It's Christmas morning. Did we open presents yet?
Mom, Dad, get up. Yeah, so kids came downstairs, we opened up everything, and then like it was like, okay, grandma, grandpa, come down, it's Christmas. So oh. they just happened to not get up at the same time.
Oh.
So like our kids were up at 6:45 a.m. So by 7:30 we had already opened all the presents, then grandma and grandpa came down. Because they woke up at like 7:38 o'clock. So it actually wasn't all that bad.
You were done opening presents by 7:30 a.m.?
Oh,
like stockings and all the presents?
Oh, everything.
Well,
who wasn't?
Yeah.
We weren't. Oh.
So it's funny that you lucky bring that guy up. We have like the alarm clocks for our kids. And so my daughter's is set to 6:45. She's 8. 6:45. We know full well that she's up well before that. So I had to ask her. I'm like, oh, you stayed in your bed till 6:45. Good job. I'm like, what time are you up at? She's like, I think it was like 4:47. She sat in her room for 2 hours staring at the clock.
Waiting
to get up.
Wow.
Like she has some concept of time, but yeah. I don't know what she was doing. I never asked. She gave me like some sort of attack or something, like anxiety just thinking about sitting there watching a clock for 2 hours. But yeah, Christmas was good. Got us a GPS watch.
Nice.
So that's good.
I'm glad you said us because it is.
Yeah, well, now at least me and you anyway, because the three of us have a gun for when we go, but it seems to always find its way into Harv's bag.
You guys can't be trusted with it.
Harv's I mean, never in the same
he
cart.
He did replace the batteries last year. He has that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't know. That I rarely
was
use it.
Not cheap either.
$20 or something, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it was almost 30, like 28 bucks.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shocked yeah. me too. Almost just threw it out the window. Nope, not worth it.
Yeah, for that one hole we needed at our home course. Yeah. It is handy at other courses though.
Yep. So I got that. Nothing really else. Underwear and socks. It's like now I'm into that where I'm actually excited about underwear and socks, yeah, especially with Stance. How do people get excited about socks before Stance existed? Like those socks are awesome.
I don't know. What's that?
What's that?
Their brand of socks.
Stance.
What?
Stance.
People are going to listen to this and be like, you guys don't know what Stance socks are? Maybe. Like they're the brand that makes MLB socks, all of those with
like
that little
just come
circle.
Come in a big bag of like 13 to 15 of them?
No, they're not tube crew socks.
They're
nice.
Packs or just one
pack? Just one pack. And guess how much they are?
$20.
$28.
for one pair of socks.
One pair of socks.
Oh, best. I'm out.
I don't even think I own a pair of pants that cost that much.
But here's the kicker now, boys, is they just recently started making socks with a lifetime warranty. So you just keep the tag. If you put a hole in them, you just send the tag and the socks to them, and they'll send you a new pair.
Nice, like the Tilly
hat. Lifetime warranty on socks.
Lifetime warranty on socks. They're called Infinite.
How do you void that warranty? Like, if you use it as like a...
If you send it back crusty?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
They might have to wash its integrity.
It. You might have to. Yeah,
it's lost its integrity.
So, just to top it off, that's pretty much all I got. We'll get to your guys' in a second. Yeah, we'll get to boost count here. So, full disclosure, Bronell brought this up, and I'm sure many of the listeners, no one reached out about, but I did notice it. So last week I randomly jumped from 700 at the end of 700-ish, sorry, 683 at the end of of November to like 740 last week. That's because I added the 38 I had in the month to the previous week's count.
Yeah, I knew you fucked it up.
Yeah, so I screwed it up.
Fudge of numbers.
So
most would go the other way when it came to alcoholism, but nope. Hey, here we are.
So good news is I was at, so instead of 740, I think I said 740, it was 720. So I gave myself an extra 20 last week. Took that off, obviously. But I had 35 this past week. 35 over the holiday season, and I'm up to 755.
Well, 35. I think I know what one night. Most of those occur.
Yeah, so COVID still allows us to have four people at a lounge, so we made the most of it.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is a tradition around these parts, and if we're allowed to go to a lounge, going to go to a lounge. Went to a lounge and had 20 drinks.
Had our masks on.
We had masks on.
Did you actually?
Well, moving around, to the bathroom.
Not at the... I had mine on at the table for a bit, but then it just got obviously...
Yeah.
After 20 drinks, you just forget to put it on because you're cup to let mouth.
COVID get you, eh?
Yeah. It's got me. So, anyway, that's booze count, 755. I got 4 days left.
Wow.
What about you guys? How was Christmas?
Oh, not bad. So, I just had Christmas with my immediate family. I'm not saying who was in that group, but I'm just saying.
It was my immediate family.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Got it. But we made a huge mistake with the kids. Like I said, we weren't done opening gifts until like 10 a.m. because they open their like good ones first.
Yep.
Like then they got these board games that they got, like Mousetrap or some crap. And then we started opening more and they're starting to get clothes and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So then it's opening Christmas presents is boring, got said several times.
Take him back.
Have you ever heard that being said in your
life? I would have
life,
actually
ever.
Said, oh, you want me to take him back?
Well,
take him back.
Pretty much did, but.
It's hard to lay those threats out, though. They eventually know they're empty.
Empty threats. They see right through it, yeah. But yeah, anyways, it was okay. Had to wait for, gifts from the in-laws to arrive days later and.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a fucked up Christmas, but
yeah, it
was
is.
Okay. I didn't get any golf gear, but I got money. I got money, so that will be just turned into golf gear.
Yes. I used to think that money was a brutal gift, but the more I think about it, yeah, it's like,
it's the absolute
okay,
best.
I'll do what,
yeah.
Do whatever I want with this.
Yeah.
Spent half of it on Boxing Day at the VLTs.
I didn't, luckily.
I find the best part about getting money for Christmas is like, it can't be turned into like... stuff that the family needs. Like, if you get money, like, if you come into, like, some extra money somewhere, it's always like, well, I guess I better get some for the kids with this, or I better do something around the house for this. But Christmas money, like, if I want to spend this, I don't know, buying whatever the hell I want, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And you can't... It's my Christmas money.
But my mom specifically told me when she gave me the money, is like, you need to spend this on your house.
On your house.
Like, for something that your house needs. Like,
This is going strictly towards golf gear, Ma.
But I'm pretty set for gear right now. Like, I need a new glove. That's about it.
Gave that one away in the prize pack, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Bruno's old golf club.
Hey, man. It's got some good rounds in it. It's still good, too.
Should frame that thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Steelers might be back. That's about all my week.
Might
I be? Said might.
Yeah. Then they might be back.
I said might.
Okay. Looked like the Ben of old. Yeah, I don't know. My Christmas, I mean, my kids still don't really understand the concept, but you would think they did with how poorly they slept Christmas Eve.
Mm. Like, they just knew.
That was just a coincidence, though.
Yeah, sure. I think so. Yeah. Like, because they didn't really, until Christmas morning when they went out and saw presents on the tree, because we didn't have any under there until Christmas morning.
All yep. Santa gifts. Nice.
And, but yeah, the night before, like, they were just, like, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Like, my son pissed the bed. He hasn't done that in months. Daughter spilt, like, her water that she takes to bed, like, all over her bed. So she was up in the middle of the night. Like, it was just a disaster.
Just chaos.
And then, yeah, got up, opened presents, and, yeah, I don't know.
Are your kids like mine where they need, like, a gallon of water before they go to sleep every night?
Yes.
It's so
And
then annoying.
You have to limit it so that they don't piss the bed?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't need this, but I'm thirsty.
Wake them up, go piss and before you go to bed, like all that stupid stuff.
But no, we don't do that.
Yeah, no, but I just let them be. Luckily, mine are much older now, so don't really have to worry about that.
They just sit in the room for 2 hours.
So yeah, open presents, not quite the same. We open the books and the clothes first, and then they got the better
smart.
Stuff last.
Yeah,
lesson learned over here, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got to go, or you go toys, clothes, toys.
Yeah.
Just like mix them in.
I think you got to save the best one for last. Otherwise, it was. Because once they got those, the rest were just. I just picked them all up and put them in their room. Like, it worked out good because it saved the mess.
Yeah. Just tossed all the toys in their room
with them.
The good ones
that they wanted and just played with those. They're still playing with them. So I guess Santa did well. But yeah, myself, I didn't get much. Yeah. Sweats, underwear, socks. Not the $28 socks, but.
No stances.
No, I didn't even know that existed.
Fruit of the Loom.
Socks?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know what.
I mean, Walmart to be brand? Fair, yeah. If you do have the crew socks in the 12-pack, you're far more likely to use them as waste.
White with the gray toes, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A couple, like, ankle ones.
Maybe if your wife goes to Costco, you get a few of the Pumas.
Yeah.
The black that Pumas
that
everyone
has. I think
that's
what it was, yeah. And then, yeah, got some money, so that's going to go to some golf stuff. Need some new golf shoes and...
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're
blew
getting
the
old.
Side out of the ones the last couple rounds. So,
what about a bag?
Yeah.
Didn't your bag get
bags, broke? Bag screwed, but got that one for free from my dad, and I think I'll just use that.
Not for Christmas.
Yeah. I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just a bag of golf.
Like, yeah. It's just a bag of golf.
Yeah.
It'd be a Safeway bag if it worked. I don't care. Like, it's just on the back of the cart. Someone's probably undoing the strap one time. It's just going to fall off eventually.
Yeah.
That reminds me, are we doing resolutions next week?
Yes. So next week will be resolutions and bold predictions for the upcoming season. Got lots to get through next week. But before we get to next week, obviously we have lots to get through this week.
Yeah.
I'd like to do, if you guys are all with it, I'd like to do the news prior to the awards.
Yeah, there's not much for news. Buzz through it real quick, but first start off Martin Keimer's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big people were commenting it, like other PGA Tour pros were just littering that post with comments about like happy birthday to this guy.
Oh really?
So maybe he's a well liked individual on the European Tour.
Yeah.
I had two birthdays, Dad. Yesterday he was
Jesus Christ.
Superstar. Charlie Hoffman yesterday and Doc Redman yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of like, are they famous enough to make it on the show for their birthdays, or are they
for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean,
Mr. Thursday?
We haven't been saying every single guy's birthday.
Yeah, fair.
The ones that we've stumbled across, we've been saying.
What year do you think Hoffman was born?
What year?
76.
Exactly right.
I was going to say 78.
Can't get Keegan Bradley, but I can get Charlie Hoffman's birth year.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll come up later.
Yeah, for sure. Had to make you think, too, by asking you the year, not just how old he is.
Yeah. Get into the news here. Start with one for Bronell here, but he posted a little John Rahm stat. In his first 100 starts.
Must have been on Boxing Day.
In his first 100 starts, he has 10 wins. 24 top threes, 37 top fives, 50 top 10s and only 12 missed cuts. Why this is a stat? Because that's the second best ever in their 100 starts in those five categories to only Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He's had top 10s in half of his starts.
That's the only one that's impressive, really.
They're all impressive. The only
but
thing,
like that one's like the impressive one.
But the only the only stat that matters is zero majors right now.
Yeah, he's more of a Colin Montgomery than he is a Tiger Woods in that
regard. I mean, he's going to get a major eventually.
That's crazy.
The fact that he doesn't have one yet is a little concerning. I thought he'd have one by now.
100 starts? Huh? Yeah, maybe.
That's good. Yes, you're right. He doesn't have a major, but 50 out of 100 top 10s.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
We'll see if he gets an award. I don't know if it'll be good enough to get a greenie, but we'll find out.
Next, Greg Norman spent Christmas in the hospital with COVID.
Yeah. He did. He's posting lots about it,
too. Second time he's had it now?
Well, he got out, and now he's back in the hospital, I guess. But he posted that picture that looked Photoshopped to me.
Why? Because he had a Steelers mask on?
Well, yeah. He had a Steelers mask on, and we know he has, like, a big wrench. So that Steelers mask, big wrench, just doesn't add up in my mind.
Well,
they Photoshopped what mask it was. Not that he had COVID wasn't Photoshopped. They just Photoshopped that mask on his face.
What is that? There's so many Steeler fans out there. Like, there's bound to be a couple.
So that's what I'm saying.
They're 0 for the people I know.
Exactly. So there's gotta be the odds are that...
So yeah, that's what why I thought it was Photoshop. Just doesn't add up in my mind.
Okay, whatever. Next,
but he's hopefully he gets through it. That's really all that matters.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's not gloss over that. Next, they printed out or posted Dustin Johnson's earnings per whatever.
That was stupid.
Well, I don't know.
Per shot was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yes.
$5,700 per shot he made this year?
Yeah, yes. Delette had a good tweet. I would have took more shots if I was him. he's making that much per shot.
That's true. And I guess
that's a really good reply to that.
$350K per round, I guess he made.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I get the whole back math stuff, but I like the... To me, the more telling stats are the per pitch in baseball. Because that's like a real thing. Like those guys actually get paid that pretty much per pitch, assuming that they're going to actually start 30.
Yeah.
Like it's not like it's as a result of their performance. Then you do it all backwards.
Well, kind of.
Because there's some other guys, I bet you on the PGA Tour, that would be close to that because they only played in like two tournaments, maybe made the cut.
Maybe, but then you could say the same thing about pitches then.
Nobody was close to DJ this year for money earned.
I was just trying to make it comparison.
Yeah. Anyways, I get your point, yeah.
Anyways, last one, just kind of a fun fact news item. But at the end of 2020, there'll be no one over 37 in the top 20 world golf rankings. Last year, there was 6. Tiger,
that's crazy.
Rose, Scott, Casey, Molinari and Louis Oosthuizen.
It's a young man's game for sure now.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You'd think one or two would be still sprinkled in there.
They clicked on the article and went into it. Yeah. They were talking about biggest jumps and they talked about, I don't know, Scheffler and who's the other guy? Harris English had a big jump, but they just glossed over the fact that Mackenzie Hughes went from 265th to 49th in the world this year.
Yeah.
Didn't bring it up at all. It was just listed in the rankings and didn't talk about that at all.
No respect.
Berger had a big jump too.
Yeah, Berger was another one. But yeah, that's kind of the fun facts.
I like it.
That's it for news. Didn't even say next on any of those.
There's
not much going on for golf right now.
Nope. You know what is going on? The greenies. Got them right here. Got them right here ready to go. So, obviously, second annual Greenie Awards, our awards. We got some of the same as last year, but we'll get to the... there's one notable omission that we don't have for an award, but we want to start off the Greenies. How they're going to work is we're going to list off all of the finalists and then the winner. But before we get into the finalists, we have to give ourselves, like, this is the only time in which we get to list off the people that we have. We're not about to spend an entire podcast talking about the people we've had on. Just going to reel off the list. We've selected the top three, which case we could probably talk about a little bit.
You're talking about best podcast for the 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot to say that.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. Oh, so yeah. So this is the 2020 best guest, top guest. So before we get that, we have to, again, toot our own horns just a tiny little bit. So here's the list in chronological order starting back to January. Adam Stanley for the second time. Michael Gligic, Graham Dillette, Kelly Taylor, Jared Dutois, Tom Hoagie, Brian Lee, Lisa Longball, David Dubay for a second time, Roger Sloan for a third time, Chase Porter from Player Golf, EVR, Eric Van Ruin. Then we had a county roundtable with four PGA caddies. Then we had Derek Ingram. Then we had Leah Bathgate-Snethen. Then we had Tom Lady for a second time. Then we had Scott Harrington.
Tom Lady, Love Lady, same thing.
What I said, what?
Tom Lady.
Tom Love Lady for a second time. Scott Harrington, JJ Killeen, Kramer Hickok. Then we had another roundtable with all Canadians. Then we had Aaron Crawford. Then Garrett Hadfield from Goat Track Social Club.
Yep.
Max Homa, Mackenzie Hughes for a second time, MJ DeFee, Cecil Peters, Chris Knoop from Swing Fitness, Brian Little, who was on the Caddy Roundtable, then joined us by himself, and then lastly we had Super Speed Golf. That is a wild list.
You said Brian Little there too, by the way. It's Brendan.
I did?
Yeah, you said Brian Little.
He's going to roast you again.
Why on earth am I thinking of Brian Little? I don't know.
Big Winnipeg Jets fan?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway. I thought Harv was
the guy that can't pronounce names.
Probably because I said Brian Lee earlier. Anyway, the finalists for pod guest of the year.
Let's each do our own.
Oh, okay. You going first?
Yeah.
Okay.
My pick's Dillette. He was our bucket list.
Bucket list?
Pod guest for us, kind of, because he's from Saskatchewan.
Episode 100.
Episode 100. Big, you know, it was great to hear how his Sask, you know, stories growing up.
Yeah, that was cool.
So that's my pick.
So you got Graham Dillette.
Who is my pick? I couldn't really narrow it down. I wanted to say Mackenzie Hughes, but I don't want to give this guy satisfaction, but Max Homa, I guess, was my pick.
Yeah, you and Max had some good back and forth. Some of the, we'll get to best pod moment later.
I mean,
later,
I'm really looking forward to tweeting him suck at Dodgers when the Padres just wallop them all year this year. But
they just won the World Series.
I don't care.
Yeah, just won the World Series.
I'm going to rub it in every time the Padres beat them. You have to wait years now. No,
I think he does actually have to wait years.
Like 3 years, I would say minimum.
I mean, he'll hold on to the Justin Turner thing forever, for sure.
Oh, how they cheated? Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll happen. But, yeah, so you got Max Homa, and I'm going with JJ Killeen, the West Texas Driving Range Pro.
I mean, he was awesome.
He was really good. Kind enough to chat with us after he had that, I don't know, 20-hour drive with his family.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good chat with him. That guy's hilarious. And I think when we had him on is like we kind of saw the uptick in his Twitter following and thought he was hilarious, stuff like that, wanted to get him on. I think he was under 10,000 followers. Now he's at like 30 or something like that. Just completely taken off.
DTG bump.
You got that bump. Who knew? So yes. So we've discussed the three nominees. And the winner of the 2020 Greenie for Podcast of the Year is Harv.
Who is it?
Your guy.
It's Max Homa?
Who is it?
Yeah.
That's what we decided?
The envelope is open and it's Max Homa.
Where was I when we decided this?
Because it was done on Zoom.
Zoom helps.
Makes it a lot better.
Zoom helps. The honorable mention here was Mac Hughes, Butchie. Those ones, like anything with Zoom, you get a little more interaction. Yeah. I think it works better.
I had Scott Harrington as my on mention.
Yeah, that was a good one too. I had
just his journey to the tour was
and he had good
incredible.
Stories.
Yeah. Yes,
he was good. EVR was really good.
Yeah,
because that was one of our first after COVID. Everyone was just happy to talk to someone again.
Yeah,
so we had lots.
He was a Zoom too. Yeah,
yeah, we had lots of good ones. So,
we did go with Homa.
That's Max Homa is the winner of the award. Yes, Harv.
Congrats.
I'm sure he's listening.
Next up on the 2020 Greenie Awards, top recurring podcast guest. So this is anyone that's come back for a second or third time on the show.
Sloan won this thing last year, I think.
Roger Sloan won this last year.
By default, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember who won 2019 best guest. We didn't talk. We didn't mention that.
Roger I think Steve Sloan. Wheatcroft won.
Oh, best guest.
Weedy, yeah. Weedy did win.
Yes, yep. He did.
He definitely had the weirdest moment. Recurring guest. We got Adam Stanley, David Dubay, Roger Sloan, Tom Lovelady, Billy Spencer, Brandon Little, and Mac Hughes.
So I think it's between Hughes and Little for me.
Hughes and Littles.
Hughes is my pick for sure and nominee. Has to be. That was a great interview, especially after his first one where he started off kind of slow, and by the end he was good, and then this one it was just
picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
I really wish we could have given to Tom Lovelady.
Wow. But that was a tough goal.
That was a dark place.
It was a tough one.
I got to give Hughes points off for all the Leafs talk, and I got to give Little points on, I guess, for coming on twice.
Yep.
He was on twice this year.
My nominee was also going to be Brandon Little as well.
Okay.
So I guess by default he wins.
Yeah.
Has to, I guess.
But yeah, he's kind enough to be on. Here. He was on the round table. He roasted me. Then he wanted to come on again to talk about it. So that was good. Got us some insight into the COVID.
Yeah.
Down in Mayakoba.
Do we dock him points for the Wi-Fi connection or no?
Nope.
No, I was going to say if he doesn't help us get Weir on, we might just strip this thing from him.
That's fair.
It's too harsh. Is that hard? Is that too harsh?
No, that's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, we've had the opportunity to have some great people on more than once. And then it's funny that Roger won the award, and then he was on in like April.
Yeah.
Like 4 months after winning the award. I think we even mentioned that to him. Top recurring guest. He
might have to come back on because he usually has a bit of an uptick in play after.
Oh, he's coming back on in 2021.
Him and, him and Butchie, I think, are the only three-timers now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Dubay will want to get in the three-timer club as well.
Dubay will be on the three-timers club, yeah. Well we have to
live
do it
on
Pebble.
Location, yeah.
He got his Pebble invite. He's going this year, so.
Well, maybe live on location
from his house.
Red Tail.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
So congrats to Butchie. All right, next one is the top five of 2020. So the nominees, well, actually the list of top fives from this year were episode 98, top five Tories. Episode 105, top five bad Twitter takes when the Players was canceled. Episode 125, top five movies filmed in San Francisco.
Who did that episode, one?
I did.
The very Rock, next episode one. Was episode 126, top rewards programs, because that was the Wyndham rewards.
Sure, that one will be.
Episode 129, top dips for chips. Episode 131 was actually top PGA moments to this point, which is funny because we're going to get into the award for top PGA moment.
That was lame.
Episode 132, top five big guy moments. Episode 137, top five foods that ruin other foods. Mm-hmm. And top five, episode 143, top five cheapskates.
Top five George Costanza cheapskates. Damn it.
Cheese steaks, he said it again.
Moments.
George Costanza.
Cheap moments.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes. So we've narrowed it down. Brunel, yours was?
My nominee?
Yes.
Bad foods that wreck good foods.
Yep. Harv?
George Costanza. Cheese steaks.
And mine is was obviously top five rewards programs.
That's is that the only one you did all year?
Yes. Look, I did big guy moments.
Yeah. Was that just offensive linemen getting touchdowns or?
No, it was in honor of Bryson, but top five big honorable mention was like Billy Bob in there. I can't remember some of the other ones actually.
Yeah. It's pretty sad that you can't even remember one.
I don't remember a lot of things that happened on this show.
We know.
Yeah. So anyway.
I bet you remember Olives being
Yes.
On my list for.
So my vote on this was for food. Top five foods that ruin other foods.
That's unanimous. That was the best one.
Easily the best one.
Lost points because you didn't have guacamole on the list, but it. Here we are. That's the winner.
Guacamole isn't a thing that has to be on something, though. It's just
it
on the side.
You're
it's
right. It ruins things.
It's an option thing.
Well, that was the whole point of the top five.
No. Those other things are in things, like raisins are in things.
I would say that guacamole ruins.
I mean, it can be an option. Everything. But
guacamole root, like guacamole, like
you're not eating the right guacamole. Like
it all. Try
some of
the
mine.
Same.
Try some of mine.
Every person says that they have the best guacamole, and it's always the same mushy barf.
Try some of mine. Try some of mine. Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Everyone that you've talked to about guacamole says no. You got to try mine.
I can't believe
I put paprika in it or whatever.
It's cumin, but.
Potato, tomato. You it's guys, all garbage.
Trash.
Man, you guys, your palates are like
nothing.
Small children's.
Nothing cheeses me off more when you go to like a restaurant and order like a somewhat Mexican-inspired dish and they just have like a blob of guacamole on the plate. I just scrape it off onto the table. Like they can clean that up for trying to ruin
onto
my meal.
Onto a napkin.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
The winner of the 2020 Greenie for top five was foods that ruin other foods. Yep. Episode 137, if you're looking to go back and listen to it.
Great, yep.
Okay. Do you want to get into
pineapple on there on pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Pineapple on pizza was in there.
That's a
no-brainer. Destroyed the credibility of that list.
No, it was in there. Next up, do we want to do best pod moment or worst pod moment first?
Best.
Best pod moment.
Okay.
My nomination was the Max Homa Harv chat about the Dodgers and the Astros cheating.
All-timer.
All-time. So.
One of the best, yeah.
Homa Harv called the Dodgers a cheater. Dodgers
no,
cheaters.
I call them choke artists.
Choke artists. And then he asked who your favorite team was. You said the Astros. And then they said, yeah, at least we don't cheat.
Well,
and
they do.
It was more than that.
And then turns out they did.
Flash forward a few weeks and it turns out they did.
Yeah.
But
they still won the World Series.
Yeah.
Just
like
you.
Take it away, just like they're not going to take the Astros away.
So I enjoyed that thoroughly. That was my nominee. Harv, your nominee.
Oh, my nominee is the one that should win. You guys will probably disagree, but we were doing this thing called Guess the Golfer. And I thought it was an easy enough guy. And we spent, 12 minutes?
It took us 12 minutes to not get it.
To not get it. To not get Keegan Bradley with...
We had his initials.
You had his initials. You had it was a firsty guy.
Yeah, we had that it was the 2011 PGA Tour champion or PGA champion.
Yeah.
The amount of people who reached out to me and said that they were ripping their hair out that you guys couldn't get this was a substantial amount.
Yeah, something to behold.
It was a top three embarrassing moment of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the best moment for me. I was just sitting here. I'm trying to make stuff up. Not make it up, but like come up with new clues.
And the only thing we didn't get was rhymes with. Then I would have got it for sure.
Well, Schmiegen we don't
Schmadley.
Know.
Schmiegen Schmadley. That's all I needed. That's all I needed.
Might not have, yeah.
The best part of that whole thing was when I said that guy did the impression of him, and you just rattled off the guy's name.
Jack Bartlett.
He got that guy so quick, and he couldn't get Keegan Bradley.
Yeah.
That's my best.
Who could forget
moment.
Jack Bartlett?
Yeah. How do you forget that guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
My nomination for best pod moment is every time Harv forgets Randy's pick. Makes my day.
Well, some of those times you guys just cut it off before I could get to him.
Yeah. Same thing.
I don't know if that was by design.
I love it.
But the funny thing is it's actually not a best pod moment. It's a best after the pod moment.
Yep.
When we're listening back to it. And realize that we forgot Randy's
pick. Oh, and he gets mad. Yeah. He gets mad. He gets so mad at us.
Yeah.
That might be bad that's my nomination for
best. Of all the things we've done this year, that's
it's
the
awfully
best.
Spiteful.
Yeah. That's the best thing you could come up with.
Yeah.
So I think the Dodgers-Astros stuff wins.
I mean,
two to one.
2-1. Absolutely. You guys are never going to... Go for the one that embarrasses you guys.
Yeah, 2020 winner
Let's get the worst pod moment.
2020 winner of best pod moment. The Greenie goes to Max Homa.
That guy's just cleaning these up.
Wow. Meryl Streep of these things.
Tom Hanks.
All right, let's get right into the worst moment of 2020, the greenie.
Mine is Keegan Bradley, fiasco.
Yeah, the worst.
Fucking stupid.
The worst thing to happen to us, for sure, was that whole guess the golfer thing. That was our third one, and we've never been embarrassed like that.
I'm definitely going to be the MC of those from now on.
Why?
Forever.
Just so he can't get embarrassed. Just so he can't,
yeah. Oh. That you guy. Said I did a great job coming up with clues.
Yeah, yeah, that was really good. They were okay.
My worst moment was when I said Morikawa can't putt. And Butchie said, he literally said, that is the worst question I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not hold back, that's for sure. But that's what you want in a guess. You don't want someone just being like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think that's the best part of it. It's a little bit more of a, becomes a friendship at that point. He'd been on the show before. Let his hair down.
So these are still, like, these are worst pod moments, but they could be best because they're creating controversy. Well, yeah,
so mine,
they're making us better.
Did things that, like, embarrass yourself, where I'm going to kind of throw a guy under the bus for mine. What's his name? Aaron Crawford?
Yes.
He had a comment that keeps me up at night because as a Calgary Flames fan, it's, like, blasphemous to say that your favorite Flame is Pavel Bure.
Well, yeah, because he never played for them.
Not only that, but he also scored the goal to eliminate them from the playoffs in 94, like one of the most iconic goals in Canucks history.
I mean, Valerie Bure did
Valerie Bure did play for them.
But there's no way that your favorite Flame ever is Valerie Bure.
That's true, too.
Because that was the question, was who's your favorite Flame ever?
Exactly.
And we did look at each other during the interview. Did we edit that out? Like, no, it's in there.
I thought we were going to edit it out.
We thought about it, but we left it in there. But yeah, it was.
That was a tough one.
It was a tough one.
Yeah, like no disrespect to Aaron there, but that's just a tough look.
Sometimes when you get put on a spot like that, you just black out.
Yeah.
We've all been there. The other worst pod moment.
Yeah.
So
I've had plenty of seizures on this show before.
Where's this greenie headed?
I assume it's 2-1 again, but
it's Bradley.
I'm giving it to Bradley too.
Yeah,
I will absolutely.
It might be the worst pod moment of any podcast ever. Not just golf, not just
a golf podcast had Guess the Golfer on it and could not get that.
it's something.
I think about the clues. I think about the clues so much now.
Oh, yeah.
You should, because they weren't tough. Like
the 2011 PGA Champion rookie. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's not enough.
I get that one. You could draw a blank on that.
But then you get into the Ryder Cup stuff.
Boston stuff, the no practice swing stuff.
The spitting stuff.
The
constant
Phil
club
wanted
flipping.
Him to be his partner stuff. Like
the initials stuff.
The initials, yeah. The best was when Matty B blurted out Kyle Stanley
and thought he had it, like for sure.
That's definitely the worst moment.
Okay, sure. I just like talking about that. Whenever we could bring that up, I'm game.
Yeah. Okay. Just gonna throw this one in there. We did have we thought about putting in the PGA the greenie for PGA Player of the Year, but that's kind of a waste of time.
I thought we were going to do second best player of the year.
We talked about second best, but then we had a pile of nominees. So DJ is the best player of the year.
I think it's tough to narrow down second.
Yeah.
It's got like four guys.
Because all we're going to have is a three-way tie for
second. JT, Morikawa, Bryson, Rahm kind of all have. Webb. And Simpson all have Webb, kind of cases. Yeah.
So we're not
sad
we're
that Rory doesn't, but he doesn't.
We're going to take the easy one. DJ wins it. But we do have top PGA moment, the greenie for top PGA moment. Brunel did want Charlie Woods on here, but then he took it off.
I was just going to try to irk Harv a little bit.
That would not have won. I don't care if it's 2-1. I would never recognize it as the winner.
I would never get a greenie.
I would never nominate that.
My nomination was Nick Taylor wins at Pebble Beach.
I mean, that's pretty solid for
Canadian
golf
podcast.
I'm going with DJ and Rahm going back and forth at the BMW. Canning those 60
DJ's
footers.
Putt to send it to a playoff and Rahm's putt in the playoff.
Yeah.
That was electric.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. Mine is Morikawa's drive at the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Drives that green, makes the putt, wins the GD thing.
Yeah.
That's
unbelievable.
We got to. So those are your two votes. So I'm the guy that breaks it. Cause if I'm putting moment up against Nick Taylor against those two, I think it's one of those two.
Yeah. It could go either way, really.
I think.
I mean.
I want to go with. I felt that the moment itself was better in the ROM DJ scenario, but that wasn't for a major. So I think I'm going to give the, because I'm the vote, I'm going to give the greenie for top PGA moment to Morikawa's drive at the PGA.
I mean, it was in a it was in a major, and
yeah, that's the only reason why.
And it was tight, and it was, it won the thing. It was the best.
Driving one of the best shots ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the best shots of all time.
I don't think it gets talked about enough. Like in no.
It hasn't even been brought up.
Review stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Like that was unbelievable.
Plays of the year.
Yeah.
Lists and shit like that.
Like it's kind of been swept under the rug. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, that happened. Yeah. What do you mean that happened?
That happened. And like the shot trace on it was just amazing.
Yeah. It could be argued that DJ's win at Augusta could be the top moment of the year too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we fucking love DJ and he's always wanted to win there, obviously.
Yep.
Who hasn't?
We could put it. And we could put it. Do you want me to cross off Charlie Woods and put that on there?
Well,
Charlie Woods.
Several nominations.
I never want to talk about that.
But yeah, I think it's Morikawa's win at the PGA's the Greenie Award winner for that.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it. That's the list of all the.
That's it, eh?
We did have some. We could do some self touting of our favorite own personal moments. From 2020. It just is a 2020 recap show.
Like pod moments?
Year
like
review. What we
did. Yeah, like pod moments in our own golf games.
Oh.
Give ourselves an opportunity to give each other one, or ourselves, one greenie. For like Bronell. He had his career round this year. Do you want a greenie for that?
No.
We make these things. Like printing your own money. Government does it all the time.
I only had my career round at my home course. I haven't. It wasn't my career round ever.
Career low at the home course.
Yeah.
Well, then if that's the case, then you should give yourself a greenie for your career round at a non-home course. Because that round you had at White Bear
was probably
your best round.
Sure. Anyway, I put down some just general thoughts. So just pod moments that we didn't talk about. Like the bracket was huge for us. COVID had just hit.
Yep.
Thought everything was ruined. Then we came out with the bracket, the SAS Civil War. Had a ton of interest on social media. Golf Saskatchewan was involved, all that stuff. Thought it was great. So that was a highlight of 2020, I think, for us.
We should mention, too, that stay tuned for 2021's bracket that's going to come
out. Yeah, so we've already started talking about it. 2021 bracket has got a little bit of a different feel, I think. I think we've kind of narrowed it down to where we want to be.
Well, it's going
to
be bigger because there was courses we didn't include.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be intense. And then obviously we had the Labor Day Classic again. Brona and I played in the Player Cup. Hopefully we'll do a few more things coming up in 2021 with Player. But yeah, it was 2020 from thinking that we weren't going to do anything. Golf saves sports. I don't care what people say. Golf saves sports. It was the only sport that came back. It brought so many new fans to the game. People were out on the course. Golf courses that you talked to had some of their best years ever.
I played the most rounds.
T-sheets were constantly filled.
I played the most rounds I've played in a lot of years.
It'd be interesting to see how golf courses did this year. Not just like our home course or whatever, but just in general.
Yeah. It's amazing, though, that we were without PGA golf for, 3 months, I think, from the Players to mid-June or whatever it was. Those 3 months sucked, but we were still able to get out and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then golf came back, and we were the only ones for 2.5 months.
I think a lot of these courses should keep some of these rules in effect.
Not the pins.
Well, no, not the pins.
Remember when I was
rakes,
so mad? I was
rakes gone.
The tee sheets, like,
yeah.
Rakes have to be gone.
I was so mad about the pins. But in
you
retrospect,
remember, I remember when you know, thought I've it was never really be like noticed a, you being upset about the pins.
Remember when you thought it was going to be a puck or whatever, just like a little marker on the green? And you were going to quit golf?
That was going to be the fucking worst thing ever.
If there was no actual cup.
If there's no hole and just an above ground
a disc.
Puck,
yeah.
I was out.
So you went from being out, to playing the most rounds you've ever played.
Yes.
So pins must not have bothered him that much.
Yeah. I got used to it eventually, but
yeah. I don't know if I'll take him out again.
Really?
I'm definitely taking him
like
out.
Like an 8-footer.
I won't put it back in if someone else takes it out. I don't think
I'm putting You're not going to take it out yourself. Solo rounds, I mean, you don't take them out anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I probably will, but it's if it gets left in, I'm
this is a classic. Complain about it. I actually get the Harv video vibe from that comment. It's like, if I don't have to actually grab the pin or put it back in, then I'm not going to do it. Like, the real question is, like, what happens if someone pulls the pin and you're the last to go? Are you going to put the pin back in?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, absolutely not. But I'm not
Well, gonna. You took it out. I'm not putting it back. I putt with it out, but I'm not putting it back in.
Like, if someone wants to leave it in, I'm probably just not. Like, hey, if you're off the green and you want to leave the pin in and I'm next to go, well, I'm not walking up there and pulling it so I can putt.
I'll if it's putt long it putts and whatever, but if it's like mid-range short putts, I'm pulling that thing because it's all about consistency. You want to have the same look every time. Like, this year we had the same look. We had the pin in all year.
Yeah.
We had no choice, right?
I think it will be refreshing.
If you're taking it in and out for 5 to 10 footers all the time.
I still think that maybe you should have toyed with the idea of just having no pins but a cup.
Yeah, like, I'm curious what, other than gunning it, but like, what the difference would be. Like, how much it would affect you if it was just the cup.
Just aim for the middle of the green and you just hit it.
Yeah, just hit it in the middle of the green.
This is ridiculous.
For the best, Bruno.
Or you start guessing. I think it's going to be back left today.
Or, hear me out, a pin sheet.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Oh, yeah, here's your pin sheet for us today. Oh, okay. I don't need a pin. I know where the hole location is.
It's nice to have something to aim at, though.
Just post it on the wall of the clubhouse.
You have a giant green to aim at.
Yeah.
Post it on the wall of the clubhouse. Take a picture of it before you go out.
Yep.
Now you know where every pin is. Every hole is.
I mean, is this worst pod moment of 2020?
Change the tapes.
It might be.
What else do you guys have? Any highlights of your own there, Bruno?
Well, I don't know. We played in a few other tournaments. Me and Harv played in that Warrior tournament, which is quite fun. That format is like, that needs to be used more.
Yeah.
It was the modified alternate.
It was the format for the QB. No, not QB.
It was part of it.
Yeah, it was part of it. It was the second round. Yeah.
Scramble off the tee and then alternate coming in.
Wasn't it the format of the Phil Charles match?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what it was. I knew it was something. I actually think it was in the QB.
That was
well.
Yeah, that was
with the pins that day and everything. Like,
yeah, that was a fun tournament.
Yeah,
very.
What else did we play in? Oh yeah, that other one. But whatever.
The Chili Willy.
Yeah, you want to give Chili Willy a little shout out?
That one was full alternate, full scramble, full own ball.
6 and 6 and 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we might have made an 8 on the hole. That's it. That's what it.
That one, I think, would have been more fun if the elements actually were what they were supposed
to be. Chilly Willy.
Yeah.
Like, the fact it was like,
it's like an August day.
The nicest days in October.
It was
October.
Warmer on for a month later for that tournament than it was for the Player Cup.
The Player Cup was awful.
Yeah. It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate for that tournament that it was so shitty.
The Player Cup wasn't awful. The weather was awful.
Yeah, yes, that's what I meant. Sucks. The weather sucks for that type of tournament. That's like a drinking and like kind of competitive scramble. But
yeah.
I love tough weather and like something like the Chili Willy style.
Although if it was warm out for the Player Cup, I can't even imagine drinking more than we drank.
Yeah,
that's
that's
hard.
It was funny because
it's hard to imagine.
Not only that, but at the same time, like, we held Labor Day tournament the week before, and it was like 22 degrees and beautiful.
Labor Day always
The Labor Day tournament was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then a week later we played the Player Cup and it was freezing.
I think I had COVID for that tournament. But.
Don't bring that up.
It's neither here nor there.
Running a hole with COVID.
Yeah.
But we didn't have testing then, so no one had.
What I had a few written down here. Probably one of my favorite moments was have we posted the video The double rainbow across the sky.
It's been posted yet.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Along with this podcast, we've prepared a highlight video for this year.
Yes.
So that'll be posted on New Year's Eve. Yes,
I have. Yeah.
I think it's in there, but that was my favorite video. Like, I mean, 2 years ago, it was me hitting the windshield, and I think that's the best video this year, the double rainbow across the sky.
Nice. Yeah.
And the other one,
might be a tie. I did hit a ball out of a tree this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
I did break my driver and my three wood, too.
Well, that's... if it was the video of that, the breaking, that's number one for sure. But it was just the aftermath.
It's hard to get get bag smashes on camera because you don't even know when they're going to happen.
You almost need like a body cam.
I got it verbally because we were I remember telling this story when it happened. Me and my playing partner are like, Bronell just flubbed that chip. Watch. Here comes the putter smash on the bag or whatever. Sure enough, walks over to his bag, smashes it. If I would have been quicker, I would have actually been able to take a video of it because could see it coming a mile away.
It was on the side, and I have padding on the side of my bag. I'm pointing at it right now.
He's still saying
it's on the side, and then the driver's at the top. Like, how is that even possible?
Blessing in disguise, though. You got a new driver. You got a new four-wood, and your game turned around. Maybe because you also vowed not to be as mad on the course.
I still couldn't hit the ball off the tee, but.
Hey, your game turned around.
Did.
And the last one I had for moments was we played in another tournament this year. And I actually got my fifth win in 7 years of this tournament being in existence.
That fucking thing. Yeah.
So we have a Elite 8 or E8 tournament with eight guys and Five Timers Club.
You've owned it. You've owned it. We choked it away for the second time, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they got strokes, but we'll.
Yeah. That's half the reason it's on here. The grinding that I did to get those
next
strokes.
Level grinding.
I actually don't think the strokes really mattered though, because you were also the best team anyway.
They mattered though. It's a mental thing.
Yeah, not for me.
Well,
they won the tournament. Strokes or no.
Bronell
strokes.
Almost quit golf again after. The first hole of the second round, so.
Yeah, you have some serious highs and lows. It's fun to watch. It really is.
But I also commend
him moment is being your friend.
I made an eight on hole two at the Hillcrest and shot 75 this year.
Yeah, but.
that might have been my best moment.
But this was after you had vowed not to get mad on the golf course. And I don't know what you put up there. I think we gave you a courtesy 9.
I think.
By elbow on the first hole?
Yeah.
It was a 10.
It was an 8. It was a straight up 8.
What? I thought it was a 10.
Legit 8.
Your partner had a 10.
My partner had a courtesy 10 on the next hole.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. But still, you made an 8 after hitting a good drive right down the middle.
I was right beside the green in 2.
Yeah. And then it got turned to something. That bunker. And the fact that no that clubs bunker. Got broken, no green got destroyed is a total, win in itself.
That was total score. And I remember him walking off the green. Saying 8. He's going like this with his fingers, 8. And I go to my partner. I'm like, oh, shit. His partner got par on that hole? Because that's what I thought. It was 2 mad holes for 8.
Yeah. Or birdie bogey or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, and then the next hole. Those two holes sunk you in that tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah. But I did have all those times where me and my partner came back and beat you and Knoop.
That's true.
On the back nine.
Once, wasn't it?
Well, several times.
No, it was once when we were up big. Times. And then the next time when it was happening, he left. My partner left.
Yeah.
So we couldn't finish that round. And then the next time we beat you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was like 1-1.
Man, it's fun rethinking now 2.5 months after finished off season. I'm excited to actually get, you had mentioned it, Bronell. It's time to get back swinging clubs. So, I mean, we can only have 4 people. COVID restrictions, but indoor golf's still available. So
still a thing.
Excited to get back.
I love that
teeing
loophole.
It up.
There's a bunch of loopholes.
But this is a big one.
Yeah.
Like, what, indoor golf being open?
Yeah. It's a bit weird. Restaurant, but
you can pretty much book the whole thing and have 16 guys there.
Yeah, exactly. Have run a mini tournament.
Yeah.
And that's the whole, we won't go down this rabbit hole. They'll just get mad, but it's a loophole. Let's leave it at that.
It's definitely a loophole, but big things coming in 2021. So next week we're back with bold predictions, season preview somewhat.
New Year's resolutions for our own game.
New Year's resolutions for our own game. Hopefully this upcoming season they allow some fans back. Maybe the RBC Canadian Open allows us back. So, yeah, lots to come.
That's going to be tough.
Some irons in the fire. Obviously, we'll have guests. Caddy Roundtable's coming back here real soon. So, stay tuned. That's 2020. You guys got any last thoughts on 2020 and the Greenies?
No, I think we got to listen to last year's resolutions because I don't think I followed through with
them. I don't think we did resolutions, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I said I wasn't going to hit driver off 11 all year, and that lasted like 5 rounds. It might not be anything higher than a pitching wedge this year, so we'll see.
I think your resolution is just not play that hole this year. Just take I'll give you a 5 every time. You can have a bogey.
No, because then my rounds will be too good and I won't get strokes.
Yeah.
Then you bring in sixes and sevens into play on that hole 90% of the time.
Every time we play that hole, just get out of the cart, walk to the right of the railroad tracks, and just find a bunch of golf balls. Take your bogey.
I should be able to play that hole five just balls throwing the ball.
Richer.
I actually think if you hit pitching wedge, you still will bogey the hole, though. But you're probably happy with that.
Yes. At I'm best. 100% happy with
bogey
that.
At best.
Yeah.
Well, no, just getting it to the forward tee.
You've shanked so many irons or rat-hooked irons from like 110 out after that's a good true. Drive and made double.
That's true.
That hole
doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter. You're better off hitting. You know what? I solved it for you.
Throwing you the ball. We have solved this.
Yeah. Wedge, then putter.
Well, I think I'll wreck my putter if I.
He hates putting in non-green situations.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, we've got video to prove out of bunkers it's okay.
Yeah.
With 15 feet of dead rough, it's okay. It happens to Jarrett. So, all right, that wraps it up.
I can't wait for Harv's resolution. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to recap because I don't remember what mine were either. Obviously, didn't last that long. Anyway, hope everyone enjoyed the 2020 Greenies. Congratulations to all the winners. Maybe we'll reach out to them for the acceptance speeches and whatnot, but we'll be back next week, as I mentioned. Until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse for 2020. Why you always in the mood?